Hello, little friends. Welcome to Storytime. Today we have a very special story about a shy little squirrel named Maple and her magical first snow day. Are you ready? Let's begin. In a tall oak tree lived a little red squirrel named Maple. Maple had the fluffiest tail and the brightest eyes, but she was very, very shy. Whenever other animals came to play, she would quickly hide behind the thick oak leaves. Every day, rabbits would hop by calling, "Come play with us, Maple," the chipmunks would chatter, "Join our acorn hunt." But Maple would just peek out quietly, too scared to say hello. One morning, Maple woke up to something magical. Everything outside was white and sparkly. "My first snow," she whispered excitedly, her little paws pressed against her treehole window. Soon all the forest animals were outside playing in the snow. They built snowmen, had snowball fights, and made snow angels. But Maple stayed in her tree, watching quietly from above. As Maple watched silently, she noticed something the busy, noisy animals couldn't see. Tiny snowflakes were dancing in perfect circles, and they seemed to be spelling out letters in the air. The snowflakes spelled H-E-L-P over and over again. Maple looked around carefully with her quiet eyes and spotted a tiny field mouse shivering under a leaf, too small for the other animals to notice. For the first time ever, Maple felt brave. She scurried down her tree and quietly approached the tiny mouse. "Are you cold, little friend?" she asked softly. "I know a warm, safe place." Maple led the little mouse to her cozy tree hole. She shared her warm acorn soup and soft moss blankets. "Thank you for noticing me," whispered the mouse. "I'm Puffy. Will you be my friend?" Maple's heart felt warm and happy. "Yes, Fluffy, I'd love to be your friend." From that day on, Maple learned that being quiet and gentle could be a wonderful gift for helping others. Now, when the other animals called, "Come play with us," Maple would smile and say, "We'd love to." She had found her voice by first finding her kindness, and she was never truly alone again. And that's the end of our story about Maple and her magical snow day. Sometimes being quiet helps us see the most beautiful things. Now it's time for sweet dreams. Close your eyes, sleep well, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Remember to subscribe and like our videos.